Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this glorious, beautiful new covenant you brought about for us, where we partake of godliness and purity in every way as you develop us on schedule and we walk in the footsteps of Jesus on a daily basis. And so thank you. Thank you for this word, Lord, as just an encouragement, Lord, for believers not to fall into arguments and not to fall into arguments about the law and all any other teachings. But thank you, Lord, that we can just stay rooted and grounded in this new covenant, rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, in the love of God and in the leadings of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 1 from verse 6 to 10 from the TPT translation. Some believers have been led astray by teachings and speculations that emphasize nothing more than the empty words of men. They presume to be expert teachers of the law, but they don't have the slightest idea of what they're talking about, and they simply love to argue. We know that the moral code of the law is beautiful when applied as God intended. But actually, the law was not established for righteous people, but to bring conviction of sin to the unrighteous. The law was established to bring the revelation of sin to the evildoers and the rebellious, the sinners without God, those who are vicious and perverse, those who strike their father or their mother, sinners, murderers, rapists, those who are sexually impure, homosexuals, kidnappers, liars, those who break their oaths, and all those who oppose the teaching of godliness and purity in the church. They are the ones the law is for.
Yeah, so we can see, you know, the law is a tutor to lead us to Christ. And we can look at 1 Corinthians 6, you know, it says that, you know, many of us were of this type of people. We were caught up in ungodliness and in demonic activities. But praise God, we were washed, we were sanctified by the blood of the Lamb, by the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. So we can see the law was a tutor, and we can see it in the letters of Paul. Remember, Paul was also a man caught up in the cares of this world, caught up and moved by the devil, and that to persecute the church. And so he speaks in Romans 7, he says, I write to those that know the law. And then we see there in the chapter, near the end, and that there, that the law showed him the right things, but he found he couldn't do it. The good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And then he came to a point and he cried out, who will deliver me from the body of the sins of the flesh? And then he says at the end of the chapter, praise God for Jesus Christ. And then we go into Romans 8, and that's a liberating chapter. Romans 7 is not the true picture of righteousness, godliness, and purity we have in the church. That's the picture of someone still in deception, in the old covenant, under the law, and not in the grace. And that's why Romans 8 comes over. The law of the Spirit of life sets me free from the law of sin and death. For what God done in Christ Jesus died, has helped me now so that I no longer walk in the cares of this world, but I now walk with the Lord. And when I walk with the Lord in the Spirit's leading, the righteous requirements of the law are fully met in me. So there we see the answer. Becoming born again, being circumcised in the heart and our praise from God, and then building our lives on the praise, staying within the boundaries of the fellowship, the truth, the goodness we get from God. That is where the righteous requirements of the law, it all are fulfilled with the love of God that is now in our hearts and in our heads and our attitudes and our actions. So stay with the Lord, guys. That's what it's all about. Don't move into outside. Just draw close every day and walk conscious of him, and you'll make your way straight, and you'll be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.